Plans are in the works to bring a free circulator bus to Towson, like the one that currently runs in downtown Baltimore. WYPR's John Lee reports that the point is to get cars off of York Road and out of Towson's parking lots.
I'm at the corner of York and Dunkirk in Towson. This is near where the circulator would start its route. This story will be about 3 minutes and 15 seconds long, so I'm going to start driving up York, and in 3 minutes and 15 seconds, I'll tell you where I ended up.
Supporters of the circulator want people in Towson to keep their cars parked at their homes. Then they would catch the free bus into town. Lori Serafin lives in Towson. She says if the circulator comes, she's all in. And it's not just the slow traffic on York Road.
There's parking issues down here, so if people don't have to get into their car and worry about finding a spot, then that would be great.
Serafin works at Johns Hopkins Hospital and rides the free Charm City circulator in downtown Baltimore. It hasn't gone unnoticed in Towson that the circulator is having its problems. It's more than $11 million in debt. County Councilman David Marks, who is leading the drive for the Towson bus, says the Charm City circulator has been a victim of its own success. It's very popular and has grown too quickly.
We're going to be different. Our circulator is going to be very limited, very modest.
For starters, it would just run up and down York Road, about 2 miles from the traffic circle to south of the Towson University campus. Details like possible stops or days of operation are still being worked out. Mark says the cost is estimated at around $700,000 to $1 million a year. Mark's hopes at least some of that money would come courtesy of his fellow Republican, Governor-elect Larry Hogan.
I think this is the type of nimble, cost-effective service in a fast-growing area that his administration should really look at.
And there is a lot of growth planned for Towson over the next few years, including Towson Row. It's a $300 million monster of a project that's expected to include apartments, offices, a Whole Foods, and other businesses. But York Road isn't going to get any bigger. Democratic delegate Steve Lafferty represents Towson in the legislature.
Recognizing, too, we're going to have some additional development. So we have to anticipate the added problems of getting in and out of town.
But County Executive Kevin Kamenetz is unconvinced. For one thing, Kamenetz says there's plenty of parking. A new parking garage opened this year. And Kamenetz says Towson is in the suburbs. People who live, work, and shop there like their cars.
Most of those people aren't going to utilize a bus to get there. And it's not the type of pattern, probably, that is amenable to people using a circulator. So it's kind of something that sounds good, but who's actually going to ride it?
Indeed, some residents would need convincing, like Brody Bond. He says he's lived in Towson his whole life, and he's never ridden on a transit bus.
I couldn't imagine my parents using it right out of the gate, but that's also because it hasn't been part of their experience, part of their culture living in and around Towson. I think if we could figure out a way to use it and make it popular and a normal experience for people, that could be great.
So back on York Road, I made it about a mile in 3 minutes and 15 seconds to the intersection of Burke and York, stuck behind bus number 8. I'm John Lee reporting in Towson for 88.1 WIPR.
A public meeting on the proposed Towson Circulator is being held tonight at 6 p.m. at the Baltimore County Chamber of Commerce offices at 102 West Pennsylvania Avenue.